Hello, wonderful listeners. It's been a very long time. I think the last time you heard my voice is about 4 months ago. I'm so sorry. I've been cut up alive. I've, changed jobs, started a new path in writing, and it's quite tasking, to, stand firm, lay a firm foundation. I know they all sound like excuses. I mean, I've been handling and shuffling both writing and podcast, but it's been a bit uncomfortable, and my inconsistency, I know, can be accounted for by the progress on my blog. So just in case you haven't visited my blog in a while, by the time you'll be listening to this, or by the time this podcast will be dropping, I will be starting a new category in writing, and I would very much love your support here and over there at the blog. So just stay rooted, stay tuned, not stay rooted, but stay tuned, because I'm going back to a section in on podcast that I saw that actually there were more views, more listings, and more feedbacks, which is movie reviews, and I think we'll be doing that for quite some time. And if I am not lazy, I know if I'm not lazy, I will be doing a series on this. I've been in a series now. This series are not like season one, season two, season three of a particular movie, but rather I'm going. Oh, I have gone to search for a very great writer. I don't know if you heard about him, Harlan Coben. Is some of his books got drafted into movies, and they are on Netflix. So I'll be doing the series, because his books, not like they're in series, but like there's a pattern. So there's a flow you get. So you watch the part one, movie two, movie three, and all that. And why I chose Harlan Coben is because his movies, his movies and books actually have this pattern of shuffling present and past, and it's so beautiful. About to watch the fifth, that five out of seven, and I was like, you know what? Why don't I tell you guys about it? Why don't I tell somebody about it, especially if people share this enthusiasm about movies, crime drama, if murder mystery doesn't really spike you up or get you scared, then I think this is the podcast, or let me say, this is the episode. This episode, you shouldn't miss this series episode. This is the episode that you need to listen to. And I will try as much as possible again to drop this episode weekly, so you have time to watch. I think the list of the whole series is six episodes, and the maximum is eight episodes. So if you are a movie binge watcher like me, you can watch it in 2 days, I mean, or at least 5 days to a week. That's ample time for you to get ready to watch the next one. A job, yes, I know. You're like, oh, how am I going to sneak it in between work and all that? I mean, you can relax it if you can do Friday night and binge watch till Saturday morning, or Saturday night to Sunday morning. You could watch alone, watch with friends, watch with murder mystery or crime drama fans also. And do not forget to share the link to my episode or to my podcast. Don't forget to visit my blog. I would really appreciate your views and listings and clicks and referrals and shares and likes and response to my poll. Thank you. So, you know what? This has taken so much time, so let me just go into it. If you've watched The Stranger and The Innocent, I think you're ready to watch The Woods. And if you haven't, you can check out previous movie reviews and episodes and those aforementioned. And for you, yeah, anyway, just listen to The Woods. So this is a Polish Limited series. Polish language from, you know, Poland and all that. And it started with, it's about a prosecutor. You know, it took me a while to learn that it was actually prosecutor, not persecutor. So this prosecutor had to relive memories of what happened at the summer camp 25 years ago. You know, it made me even like feel like camping in the woods is kind of creepy. If you come from the side of, if you come from this part of the world where, you know, I'm not really a fan of forest and all that. I mean, I would love to go for a vacation in the woods, you know, in a cabin that has this floor, roof to floor length window where I can get to see the woods. Well, hell no. Sorry for the language, but please no. I would not want to stay there all alone. Do you get so? This is something like that. You know, 25 years ago, I mean, they're all teenagers. That's a bunch of kids with their parents and guardians go for summer program. And then imagine going with 13 kids and return with 11. It was that bad. And so there's this prosecutor, you know, one of the kids that went missing was found dead, and then there were information on the dead man that was linked to the prosecutor, and he had to sit down and had to dig up memories of what happened at the summer camp. So at this summer camp, you know, it's teenagers, hormones are everywhere. This guy falls in love with this girl, this boy falls in love with this girl, two guys and a girl, and it was just crazy. Then there's revenge, and there is, you know, some people getting out of hand. I mean, it's just teenagers doing their thing, but somehow you leave camp, two kids missing. Now, you don't know if they're dead or if they're still alive or if they've even drowned because it was a bit close to the campground. I mean, for me, that's all red flags. I mean, I wouldn't want my kids to go to that kind of summer camp, but that's not the point. Now, the point is, now it sees that, okay, this is somebody that has been missing for the past 25 years. Now, this prosecutor's sister, the prosecutor's sister was one of the missing teenagers 25 years ago. And I was like, oh, this person is still alive. There's a possibility that my sister is alive. So now he goes on trying to link up people, the kids that, you know, that was with him, that were with him, that they all went to the summer camp. He was able to link. There was just one person, Laura. You know one thing? I know we call it Laura, but the way they call it Laura is just, I mean, it's kind of beautiful. So the prosecutor and Laura were, like, you know, I wouldn't say boyfriend and girlfriend, but I think they were. And I like the fact that anti-Semitism was brought up. I mean, the Jews were hated in that program. They were hated, like, 25, that was 25 years ago. I'm sure things were now, at least there's more acceptance and inclusiveness now. So that time, he stood up for her and her family. And unfortunately, it has to do with his mom. We're talking about the prosecutor's mom and Laura's dad having an affair. Oh my God. And that's the point I was like, if it was, if you look at it in the West, through the Western eyes, the kids would be able to have been able to get married or something if the parents were able to keep their hands off themselves. But from this part of the world where I come from, it's a no-no. I mean, those adults, we even get married and you're like, well, they ruined our own love story by being selfish. So they didn't get married. Neither the prosecutor and Laura. So they both turned out well, thank God, lecturers and prosecutors. But they had to meet up when they found this dead man from 25 years ago. So the prosecutor now has to find out secrets. I mean, one of the secrets was their affairs. Then the secret was his mom leaving him behind. The secret was also finding out what happened on the night the two kids got missing. And even if I thought they were even missing, it was, I was like, wow, like really? You were able to keep a secret for 25 years? Man, it was, I don't know, but if any of the kids I went to summer camp with turned up 25 years after, alive or dead, I don't even care. I feel like I'll be spooked. I'll be scared and everything. But do you know that his parents were just like, it's not the one. And he's a prosecutor. Yeah, I've seen a thousand of these cases in the court. And he knows when someone is lying or not telling the truth. Besides that, we get to deal with Laura's part of the story. She was able to tell us her own version. It was like this. An event happened. There was an unfortunate event that happened the last night before the end of summer camp when two people got missing. Now, we were able to see that night, but in two versions. We were able to see the prosecutor's side and we were able to see Laura's side. And then we were able to, you know, find the missing piece of the puzzle and able to, you know, merge the two stories together to find out what actually happened. And you know the interesting part? The prosecutor found their sister. Oh, did he? Watch out. I just feel like saying watch out. But I want you to watch this limited series, The Woods. If you're a fan of thriller, mystery, secrets, cry, drama. Yeah, I was very dramatic. You need to watch this limited series. See you same time next week. Bye. And do not forget to answer the poll, please. Thank you.